B-Pod Studios.
If you lose, you can get a refund and site credit. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook to claim your risk-free bet up to $500 with promo code Jason. That's code J-A-S-O-N. Risk-free bet applies to first wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit. 21 plus and present in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names. They have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it. They deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters. Why take a chance with anybody else?
This week's Fanatic Deal of the Week saves you money at Shima Brazilian Steakhouse with dinner for two for just $57. Enjoy the fresh gourmet salad bar and two Rodizio dinners served by Gaucho servers who continuously roam the dining room with ready-to-serve fresh meats. Located in Center City, Philadelphia, Shima offers an indulgent dining experience with an abundant supply of over 15 rotisserie meats, including top sirloin, filet, ribs, lamb, pork, chicken, sausage, and fish. Get this Shima Brazilian Steakhouse experience on 97.5thefanatic.com keyword deal. Now through Sunday or while supplies last.
This is the sound of @KoalaMama85 asking DQ to bring back the Snickers Blizzard. And this is the sound of us making the Snickers Blizzard. And the all-new peanut butter pie blizzard made with Snickers. And this is the sound of 5,157 happy Snickers Blizzard lovers saying OMG smile emoji praise hands thank you exclamation point praise hands. That's what a Snickers Blizzard sounds like. And it's back with the all-new peanut butter pie blizzard made with Snickers.
DQ. Happy tastes good.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter. Like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Built to a higher standard.
Get rebates up to $1,500 or special financing with approved credit on a new air conditioning system in time for summer. See your independent American Standard dealer for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com. That's AmericanStandardAir.com.
Recently, you've probably heard about the combination of WSFS Bank and Beneficial Bank. We've been neighbors for nearly 200 years. A while back, we decided that together we could build the best community bank for the greater Delaware Valley. With more committed associates, more technology, and more money to loan for everything from new homes to working capital for local and regional businesses. WSFS and Beneficial. Better together. WSFS Bank. We stand for service. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender. NMLS 417673.
Hey, it's Tyrone. All summer long, I have been telling you about Commonwealth Charter Academy, a public cyber charter school serving grades K through 12 in Pennsylvania at no cost to you. As back to school approaches, maybe you should consider Commonwealth Charter Academy as well. When you think about your local school, ask yourself, 1, did your child struggle academically? 2, was my child bullied? 3, did the inflexible schedule of the traditional classroom setting and schedule create chaos in my household? 4, am I tired of being waitlisted at the local brick and mortar charter school? If any of these questions resonate, then maybe it's time to visit ccaeducate.me and learn how CCA can make a difference in the life of your child or grandchild at no cost whatsoever. CCA provides internet service reimbursement and a laptop computer, all at no cost to families. Don't wait until another confidence-sharing school year begins to take action. Visit ccaeducate.me and learn about an open house in your community or a virtual open house online. Again, that's ccaeducate.me.
In a world of division, we bring people together. 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. The big news of the day, Charlie Manuel back in Philly's pinstripes as the team's hitting coach.
Yes.
And now all of a sudden, the Phillies are going back to the World Series,
cool.
Right? I mean, I can't wait for the World Series this year. How about you?
Yeah, because the Phillies are going to be in it because Charlie Manuel's the hitting
coach. Absolutely.
Fixes everything. Fixes the rotation. Fixes the bullpen.
What if they come out and just start hitting home run after home run?
If Rhys Hoskins goes like 3-for-4 tonight with like 3 RBIs and a dinger, it was the greatest move ever in franchise history.
It's amazing.
I mean, I saw a stat the other day. The Phillies were the first team in 9 years to get one hit twice in a season. Now, I know Seattle got no hit this year twice. I don't care about Seattle. I don't live in Seattle. I don't care about the Mariners. The Phillies got one hit twice this season.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's terrible.
It's embarrassing.
I had a tweet from Todd Haynes on Twitter. And I want to get your thoughts on this, whether or not you agree. And by the way, Anthony Gargano will join the show at 12:30 to react to the news. It's buddy, Charlie, back.
Mm-hmm. I got a John Maley little fun stat for you, too, after you're done here.
I don't agree with this guy's take. Philly's taking a page out of the Flyers' old playbook. Let's bring back the old guys. Try to recapture the magic. What's next? Ruben Amaro Jr. coming back as GM? Not going to work with this talentless team.
It's not talentless.
Meanwhile, this guy's Twitter photo is the big Phillies piece, so it's not like...
They're not a talentless team. They're not getting the most out of their players. Is that all John Maley's fault? No. But it didn't help. Whatever they're teaching systematically, philosophically, as an organization, from low A all the way up to the Phillies, is not working. And that's when you have to look yourself in the mirror and say, we need a change in a major overhaul way. And do you think Charlie Manuel is taking this job unless he knows he has his way?
No.
Because that's probably a conversation Charlie has. So you're telling me I'm the hitting coach, right?
Yes, like I get to...
Nobody's going to interfere with my line of work? Like, that's my domain, and nobody comes into it and tells me what to do? And if you tell me yes, I'll take it for the remainder of the year.
Do you think he has any say in the lineup, too? There's no way he wants Bryce Harper batting first.
There's no way that Gabe Kapler is dumb enough to not realize what this potentially means. So if Gabe is smart, he will listen to Charlie. I'm not saying he has to adhere to everything Charlie says.
He has final say.
Yes, he doesn't have to adhere to everything. But if he was smart, he would listen.
Man, what does this mean for Gabe Kapler?
I would be a little nervous if I was Gabe all of a sudden. You got a World Series champion coach behind you now on the bench that is beloved in this town.
I see a lot of people tweeting now, by the way. All of a sudden, Gabe Kapler's getting love.
Oh, boy. And as the leader of the Gabe Pride Parade back in the start of last year, you just there's no need for it anymore.
I'm seeing a lot of tweets like this.
No,
one of our own. Dylan McKinnon.
Oh, Dylan,
one
no.
One of the part-time producers here at the D-Train. He goes, what is funny is now it's impossible for Gabe to look good. If they start playing better, all credit goes to Charlie. If they keep playing bad, he still gets the blame. No way for Gabe Kapler to win.
Who cares?
Are the Phillies winning? I don't care at all.
Are the Phillies winning? Because that's all that matters, Dylan.
Like, I really don't care.
You want a little John Maley fun stat here?
Yeah, give me another fun stat.
He came from Houston, right? Before here?
Yes.
He was their hitting coach from 2013 and 2014. Under Maley's instruction, the Astros ranked 29th in on-base percentage in 2013 and 21st in 2014. The year later, now there was probably some players taking that next step, like an Altuve, maybe, some of those guys took that next step. The next year after Maley left, their on-base went to 6th in Major League Baseball under Dave Hudgens.
And that was 2015?
Yes.
Is that when they won the World's? No.
It was the year before they won.
But they made it to the playoffs.
Yes.
You know, I think they were probably still not. They probably.
It has a lot to do with the players. But
still.
That's a eye-popping stat.
Look at this roster. On paper, we talked about how they were going to be one of the best offenses in the league. And I read you the Corey Seibman stats since the All-Star break.
They're one of the worst since the All-Star.
They're in the bottom five.
They're pathetic. Rhys Hoskins is hitting like, I don't have it right in front of me. I think it was like, the other day it was like 186 since the All-Star break. Something is wrong. Something is broke. You have to fix it. And they took a step today. To the other tweeter's point, I don't think this is a long-term move. This was we got to do something now. And look, we just happen to have Charlie Manuel on staff. This is a great Band-Aid. And there is a little bit of probably PR move in
that. Oh, yeah, of course.
That doesn't hurt the situation.
You know there's going to be people who buy tickets.
Yeah.
Even though he's just a hitting
My buddy
coach.
Just texted me. He's like, dude, I got to get a 41 Charlie Manuel jersey.
Why not? Is there anyone wearing 41 right now?
He said that's what he was, right? 41?
Yeah, I think so.
He said there's a woman in his section with one. He said it's an all-time classic.
I got to see if anybody's wearing the number 41. And I have another tweet for you. This is from the second best Ryan Howard of all time. Of course, the best
the
Ryan
office?
Howard is from The Office. The second best is the guy who played for the Phillies. Just kidding. Awesome to see. Edgar Garcia is number 41, by the way. Tyler's really letting me know. But he's in the minor leagues. So.
Yeah, hey, Edgar, step into my office. You're staying in the minors.
Charlie's got number 41. Ryan Howard tweets, awesome to see Charlie Manuel back in a Phillies uniform. The man knows hitting. And Jamie Lynch just went on the injured list for 2 weeks for a broken finger. What did you just do?
The arm of this chair is the same height as the desk, about a centimeter below, and I just had my finger under there, and I pinched it
right,
really
let's
hard.
Let's go to Mark in Haddonfield while Jamie cries. Mark, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys. I'm very excited. When I first heard the announcement, I was hoping it when the announcer was that Charlie Manuel is back. I thought it was obviously to replace Gabe, but I guess we'll take this as the next best thing. But I'm really surprised the Phillies went in this direction. I mean,
me too. I'm stunned.
This person is the antithesis of analytics. I mean, there's plenty of people out there they could have replaced the current hitting coach with.
Yep.
Who would have been more consistent with this approach. But they went 180 degrees in the opposite direction to bring in Charlie Manuel, who, you know, really obviously for all the reasons you guys talked about, is not at all an analytics guy. So I don't know what the next steps are. Jim Salisbury is reporting them more to come. So I guess we just sit back and wait for it. But it's really a shocking move. And I mean, you know, the word indictment comes to mind. It's really an indictment of analytics to some extent. It's an indictment of Gabe's philosophy. And I guess we'll see what the next shooting
draft is. Yeah, you know, Mark, I feel like analytics is like getting an unfair rap in all of this because, like, it's not the end-all be-all. Like, it's not awful. Like, you should use analytics
as a strength.
As a strength to help maybe your gut or your feeling or whatever. It should never dominate anything. I just think analytics is getting, like, kind of a bad name here. I just think Gabe's baseball gut on top of everything else is a little off. And clearly there's something wrong in that batter's box at Citizens Bank Park. You're seeing a historic year where guys are putting the ball in the bleachers left and right nonstop. And the Phillies can't. And that makes it makes you ask the question why. And
you're kind of prisoners to the analytics. I mean,
yeah.
You're right. It certainly is a factor to consider and should be worked into it.
Absolutely. I'm not saying abandon analytics. I'm not saying it's the reason John Maley's fired. I just think the guys are thinking too much, and they're looking for something particular each time, and the pitcher's not going to want to give you that.
And these guys like Hoskins and Harper and Realmuto, they all have played for guys like Charlie much in their minor league
totally.
Career, high school career and stuff. So they're going to really respond. I mean, this is the kind of personality I think they're going to like to play with for sure. And, you know, obviously, I just don't see, like I think you said somebody tweeted out earlier, I don't see how this can any way can make Gabe look good. I mean, if they do well, it's because of Charlie. If they do poorly, then it's just, you know, Gabe.
Yeah, but you know what, Mark, at this point, I don't care. And I appreciate the phone call, Mark. I don't care if Gabe looks good or if it looks good or bad. I
want the Phillies to stop being embarrassing.
Yes.
That's all I care about. Hey, maybe don't bat like, I mean, what are they, 27th in the league since the All-Star break?
Yeah.
By maybe the way, don't be that with that talent in the lineup.
Going back to what they were teaching in the minor leagues, Scott Kingery last year was his first year.
Mm-hmm.
He had 76 at-bats where the count went 0-2.
Yeah.
The only other count that had more at-bats was 1-2. So 1-2. So he's behind the count, both of those. 1-2, mm-hmm. He had 107 at-bats. 0-2, he had 76 at-bats. In those 76 at-bats, he hit 105. All right, and he changed this year. I think he pretty much gave up on whatever John Maley was trying to teach them.
Yeah. If I had to look at something.
A better season.
It's not, like, hitting a baseball is hard. You can't think that much. You have how much time to react?
Less than a second.
Yeah. And you're supposed to think about launch angles and hot zones and cool zones?
Yeah.
And bad speed?
And Pat Egan's right. He put up on the screen. There's a Twitter page called Is Kingery Down 0-2?
Yeah.
No, now that one was me.
Oh, good job, Tyler Zuli. You did a lot better than Pat Egan. All right. 610-632.
But yeah, working these counts is not working.
No. It's not.
It's not.
Look at those numbers that I said earlier for Reese. He's hitting below 220 in all counts that he has two strikes on, and he works those counts. He's hitting 211 in 3-2 counts.
I guarantee you the first thing Charlie says to Reese Hoskins is,
be aggressive.
Yep.
610-632-0975. Anthony Gargano will join us at 12:30. He's Jamie Lynch. I'm Andrew Salchunas, filling in for the Midday Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Gargano and Mertitis Middays.
That Jamie gave you, that I gave you.
The analytics on that say they're not good.
Correct. Now, here's the other thing. That was before the news broke. And in case you're just joining us, Charlie Manuel is now the new hitting coach of the Philadelphia Phillies. They have fired John Maley. Charlie Manuel back in a Phillies uniform. He'll be hanging out in the dugout.
Yeah.
And he's going to be the hitting coach.
I can't wait.
Of this team that has played well below expectations.
I'm excited to see what changes are made, if any. I'm excited to see if Bryce and Reese get more aggressive in the box. I'm excited to see what the lineup could possibly be, because you know Charlie has thoughts on that. If Bryce Harper needs to be the leadoff hitter for this team, so be it. I'm fine with that. You know, there's a lot to watch for in what Charlie's going to do now, and I'm excited to see it.
Do you think there's a drastic change tonight?
Drastic by what? I mean,
your eyes. Do you see a different Phillies team hitting tonight?
You know, they've been in lineup desperation mode here for the last 2-3 weeks, so they've been trying anything under the sun. So a lineup change wouldn't necessarily
lineup. Like, I think they hit better today.
I think you see Rhys Hoskins being more aggressive in the box.
Because I don't know if it happens the first night.
I don't know if he's definitely on the bench tonight. As another thing, I would guess he is, but I don't know. He could have been on the road scouting and stuff. They may give him another 24 hours to get here.
They talked yesterday.
Maybe.
During the day off.
I mean, I know Rhys was out at Valley Green yesterday with his dog running around having fun. So I don't know if he was sitting down with Charlie having any hitting meetings. I don't think you'll see anything drastic tonight, no. But I think soon you might. And the thing I'm looking for is aggressiveness early in counts. Because this whole working counts thing, it's for the birds, man. I'm out on it.
Well, I've read you numbers from the guys who do work counts. And it's not, like,
I'm not saying walks are bad. Like, I had a tweet earlier this year, and I was like, why the hell would I want my 3-4 hitters leading the lead in walks? And people were like, oh, yeah, they should swing at bad pitches. That's not what I'm saying. Like, not everything is an extreme. You don't have to be taking walks just for the sake of taking walks. You can still be aggressive and take walks. Like,
right. And it's not like I'm saying something that's completely outrageous to say that, or I'm not breaking any news that when you're down in the count, you struggle a little bit more. Like, I'm not breaking any news.
Of course it's harder to hit with two strikes on you.
But I was talking to Tommy Green yesterday, who was on the baseball show, and I was like, all right, Tommy, you're a former pitcher. If you know that guys are going to try and work counts, and more often than not, they are going to be looking at the first pitch, what are you going to try to do? You're just going to try to get it over the plate so that you're ahead 0-1.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you, as a pitcher, are ahead 0-1...
it opens up a whole new bag for you.
Yeah. And as soon as you, the hitter, are down 0-1...
it changes everything.
Now you're guessing what's next. Is he going to go off speed here?
Now the pitcher has the option of going breaking ball. If I'm thinking fastball, you know, they can catch you off guard.
He already has a pitch to waste because he's already up 0-1.
Yeah, it changes everything. Like, to me, these first... it's funny because Jimmy Rollins used to get crucified in this town for swinging first pitch strike. Right. It's probably one of the best pitches you're going to see all at bat.
Yes.
I don't give a damn about getting a pitcher out because his pitch count got high. You know, Sean Rodriguez really battled there. That 11-pitch at bat in the sixth inning really changed the outcome of the game. Helped us get to the pen. I don't give a damn. How about you hit the pitcher so damn hard, you pull him out of the game? Now, working counts versus, like, a Verlander, a Strasburg, you know, some of these elite pitchers, then it's probably a good
idea. But tonight you're facing Jose Quintana.
You should try to swing out of your shoes at every first pitch tonight. Honestly, I believe that.
But what if it's a ball, Jamie?
Well, then don't swing at it.
All right, so you know how I have fun with this. I was going over the batting averages per count for, like, Scott Kingery down 0-2, Rhys Hoskins down 0-2. Yeah. Again, I'm not breaking any news for you. When you're down in the count, you struggle. So let's go to the big man on campus and Bryce Harper. When Bryce Harper is down 0-2 this year, he's hitting 118.
Wow, how about that?
When he's down 1-2 this year, he's hitting 179.
Wow.
And there have been 67 at-bats this year where he has hit with the count 1-2.
You're on your website, baseballpornhub.com?
No, I'm on ESPN.
Oh, okay.
This time, yeah. I'm cheating on baseballpornhub.com.
How are you doing that?
Every once in a while, you got to mix it up. Count 2-2 this season. He's hitting 209. When the count is 3-2 this year for Bryce Harper, right? Goes back to the Rhys Hoskins thing. When Bryce Harper is hitting with the count 3-2, he's hitting .078.
Holy hell.
So, okay, working counts is great and all.
Working counts sucks. How about you be a hitter?
So, with 3-2 counts this year, Harper's hitting below 100. Now, first pitch.
And believe me, if it gets to a 3-2 count, I guarantee you their mindset is not, oh, I just got to put something in play here.
No.
They're probably thinking, one, oh, I got to get my launch angle right if I get a cookie down the middle. And two, they're probably looking for a damn walk.
So
I can get on base.
Anthony's going to join us in a minute to
12:30. My buddy just sent me a hilarious text. I was dying at just the image of it. You know, video montages. Like, you ever seen MacGruber when the team gets back together?
Yeah.
You know, there's always a montage of going out and Anchorman. They get the news team assemble, all that stuff. He goes, I need Charlie Manuel in a movie quality montage of the boys are back in town, gathering all the old the coaches together.
Rich Doobie's back.
He said Rich Doobie's in a Jimmy Buffett tailgate lot somewhere partying. Mick Bill Myers in a dive bar, shotgun and beers. And Charlie walks in like, well, boys, let's go get them.
Band back together.
Get Jimmy Rollins down maybe to be a little coach.
Maybe. So I read you those numbers for Bryce Harper when he's down 0-2, 1-2, 2-2, 3-2. What do you think his batting average is when the count is... It's first pitch. First pitch. So the count's 0-0.
I'm going to guess, Andrew, that it's like 314.
Keep going up.
347.
Keep going up.
378.
Keep going.
412.
Keep going.
437.
A little bit more.
441.
More.
All right. Just tell me the damn average.
On first pitch this year, Bryce Harper is hitting 453.
Wow, what do the analytics say on that? Is that good or bad?
No, apparently it's bad because they want to work counts.
That's all I'm asking for. Like, it seems so simple that it actually hurts my brain how they've been teaching hitting this year. From the top to the bottom, you're doing it wrong. You're teaching a coward's way of hitting.
He also has the most home runs on first pitch.
Like, this is making me angry. Like, it's so bleeping obvious that this needed to be done months ago. And nothing happened.
Well, you know who's really happy about the move? We're going to head to the Comcast Business Hotline. We're flying down to Orlando right now.
I know he's happy because I'm happy. You're happy. It's not bleeping rocket science.
No, it's not.
Hit the ball.
Anthony Gargano on the Comcast Business Hotline. Anthony, how are you today?
No, I'm delightful, man. I mean...
You're in Disney.
After some great news that will give us the Phillies back, it's a great move. And I'm going to tell you why exactly, besides just the obvious. That this is a move that just not to placate the fans, because Charlie's his own man and Charlie won't be leaned on by anybody else in the organization.
I said that earlier, and I said there's no way Charlie takes this job because you know Charlie very, very well. Charlie, when they say to him, hey, Skip, you want to be the hitting coach? I guarantee you Charlie says, if I take that job, that's my domain. Nobody's coming into my domain and telling me what to do. I handle it.
Yeah, listen, I mean, when he was a manager, I remember the times that he threw Ruben out. I remember the fight that he had with Dallas Green. And they almost went at it in the office. It's funny because Charlie is a really, you know, affable man, as you well know. He's really fun to be around. But, you know, he's very serious when it comes to the game. And
that's his passion.
But if he feels something's right, he's going to do it. If there's something's wrong, he's not going to do it for the sake of a job. I mean, the guy spent a lifetime, and at 75 years old, he doesn't need it, right? He loves the game, and he should be working the game. I'm thrilled. I think he's going to do wonders for them.
Now, Ann, I got to give you credit because we're going back to May here where you were pretty much saying, I don't really believe in this team. Right now, they're two games above 500, which sounds terrible, but they're also still just two games out of the wild card. Do things really change that much with Charlie stepping in with 44 games left in the season?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, look, you know, again, it's tough to forecast because of the rotation. I mean, the rotation's got dramatic holes.
Yeah.
So my expectations are tempered, but what I feel good about is going forward, and not just this year, is that he's going to teach them correctly. And here's the thing, it's okay to hit first pitch, right? Like you were just talking about Harper.
Yeah.
And I understand about working the count, and there is something that to be said about working the count.
When you're facing a great pitcher, Ant, that's a good tactic to implement. When you're facing Jose Quintana tonight, you don't need to work counts.
Right. I mean, it all depends. But it all depends, again, on what they're giving you. You know, what it tells you is that people know that you're going to try to work the count, so you're taking early in the count. So those are get me over fastballs. So the reason why Harper is hitting almost 500 against it is that, you know, you're seeing fastballs. So it all depends on when you see the fastball. You know, I mean, look, everything is based off of, and Charlie and I have had numerous discussions like intense, deep discussions because I learned so much about hitting from him. And, you know, to dumb it down, it's just all about the fastball. And, you know, you get yourself in a dead red count. I mean, that's why you look at the Phillies in 08, 09, and 10, and when they truly raked, it was because they were getting fastballs to feast on. It's only when they stopped and teams started junking them to death is when you saw a dip with Ryan Howard, you saw a dip with some of the guys because teams were afraid to go fastball with them.
So with Charlie Manuel, now I don't know what the conversations were like between Charlie Manuel and Gabe Kapler before, because Charlie, yeah, he was part of the front office, but he wasn't with the team every single day. How is that conversation between Gabe and Charlie like? Does Gabe sit back and listen to Charlie at this point?
Well, I think, you know, I would hope that Gabe is smart enough to recognize the wisdom that Charlie brings.
Yeah, right? That's what I lockstep with you. I said that a little while ago. I said, I don't think Gabe can possibly be that dumb to ignore advice from Charlie.
Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't be dumb. It would be more stubborn, right? And I would think that he would understand that his team's on the slide and they're not performing well. He has his own job in the balance, whether it's this year or next year, and he wants to win. And I think Gabe knows Charlie well. I mean, he played, and Charlie's been around baseball forever. So yeah, I know, and I've talked to Charlie about Gabe, and I know that they've gotten along and they've known each other before. So, you know, I would think to use him as a really, beyond just a hitting coach, as a guy that you can bounce stuff off from, almost as your bench coach, and the way, you know, Torrey used Zimmer and the Yankees, and you know, they always had great wisdom guys.
Yeah.
I think Charlie is that, and you know, quite frankly, I'm half stunned, but Andrew, you remember during, I guess this is a couple months ago, when I said how criminal it was to have Charlie in the organization without him playing a real part.
Right, yeah.
And if you remember me saying exactly, why isn't he the hitting coach? I said, forget about the manager. You got a guy that knows hitting inside and out. Why isn't he the hitting coach?
Who's on your payroll, too, because he's still a part of the team.
You remember me saying that to you?
Hell yes.
And so I think it's a good move by the Phillies. I think they hear the outside. I think they think it's a twofold move. I think they think it'll quell the outside voices like us and mm-hmm. the fan base. And I think they realize how smart Charlie is as a baseball man. So it's a win-win.
Yeah. And how tight do you think Gabe Kapler's butt got this morning when he got the news? Because look, if I'm Gabe and you've been one of the worst teams in baseball since the All-Star break and you're just not showing up offensively at all, you know, forget the pitching problems.
Yeah.
Offensively, it's just been abysmal. They're one of the worst in almost every category in baseball. Is he looking at Charlie Manuel like, oh, he could be the interim manager in 2 or 3 weeks if I don't get this righted? Or do you think it's strictly a hitting coach move?
Well, listen, I think it's kind of a hitting coach move. I don't think they're looking at Charlie as the manager.
Just as the interim, not as like a long-term answer or anything like that.
It's not their MO. Listen, I love, you know, I feel about Skip, so I think he's still a leader. And it's amazing because you can talk about age all you want, and it's not a factor with him. You know, it's never been. He's a guy, I believe it's the most overrated thing. You have young guys that can't relate to other young guys. You have old guys that can relate to younger guys, and he's just one of those people that has the ability to get along with all ages and teach to all ages without it seeming being like a lesson. That all said, I mean, if I'm Gabe Kapler, I got to expect that my job is hanging in the balance, no matter what Klentak or McPhail says, just because it's another slide, right?
Yeah. I just read that Nightingale article last week, and like it convinced me that Gabe was going to be back no matter what, you know, because it seemed like Philly's propaganda, honestly, that article.
It definitely was Philly's propaganda.
Yeah, so for the first time since that article, I kind of got the feeling of, oh, maybe they would consider moving on from Gabe.
Yeah, I think, you know, two things. I think they don't want to get rid of Gabe. I think if the thing's an unmitigated disaster and they finish fourth and it's like and they're under 500, they almost don't have a choice, right? Because the fan base will have no faith going forward. So this is kind of a throw. I think this is more throw Gabe a lifeline by giving him a real hitting coach. And it also shows that they're not going to tinker as much as they did with Maley, but, you know, in their organizational philosophy, right?
Right.
So I think all that is here you go, Gabe. Here's a lifeline. Hopefully this will work and we don't have to move on from you.
All right. Last one for you, Ant, before we let you get back to Mickey and taking a selfie, because Jamie's still asking for that dying selfie with you and Mickey Mouse. So make sure you have that coming our way.
I don't think we're
going to
get it, Andrew. I hope we do.
But last one for you, Ant. Who do you think made this decision? I can't believe Matt Klentak made this decision. This has to be from John Middleton, right?
You know what? It's a great question.
My gut says Middleton also.
I tried to get an answer, but you know, I think it could have been suggested, but I think it was a McPhail move.
McPhail?
I do. I think it was.
Is that because he got a certain call?
I think it was McPhail Klentak. No, I think he, listen, say what you want about him, it gets on my nerves when he's not out there and the whole thing, but he's not dumb. And I think he looked at it and said, you know, we got this asset. We know the fit. Like, they hear everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know, listen, they understand, that the fan base is extremely upset and extremely disappointed.
So, I would use the word embarrassed, frankly.
Yeah, look, it was a bad trip, another bad trip. They're incapable of putting together streaks. We talked about it yesterday, right? That four games is their longest win streak. Now, a lot of that has to do with the pitching and, you know, God love them, but the skip can't help their rotation. That said, you know, who knows? Maybe get those bats alive and kind of carry a little bit and get some ease. Cause you looked at Aaron Nola and to me on Thursday night, He was trying to be perfect.
Right.
He's got, there's no room for mistakes. And so I think ultimately it was a McPhail Klentak thing. I think John probably, I know he loves it, but I think it still was a McPhail Klentak move.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if Middleton just said, come on guys, what the hell are you doing here? There needs to be a sacrificial lamb.
He's not happy. I know he's not happy.
Yeah,
but I'm telling you, this was
interesting.
This was a McPhail Klentak move to give Gabe a lifeboat.
Interesting,
a life preserver.
I hadn't thought about that angle. Yeah,
yeah. I really believe because they don't want to move. If they move on from Gabe, that's one. Now all of a sudden, the bullseye squarely on them.
Yeah,
you just moved away from another manager. So in sports, you know how it works. You need buffers, Senator.
Yep.
Right? You need a buffer. and, you know, the manager is the GM and president's buffer. And so the minute you remove him, put two behind his ear, now you're the one that's on the, it has,
yeah, you're next.
On you. Yeah.
Yep.
So you better turn it around. And I think this move, and I think they realize wow, we could maybe we help out. Maybe, you know, Charlie can jumpstart this offense. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, he and Harper are really close. They're really, really close.
Interesting.
They have worked together. I'm told that they love, Harper loves Charlie.
So that .453 batting average on the first pitch can only go up from here, right?
Yeah, I think he's going to love having Charlie with him. And even, no matter how great you are as a player, particularly, as a hitter, you still need that guy that you can lean on.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I've seen even the best hitters, Bob, you name it, who have your hitting coach, and he's the guy that you kind of, you know, you lean on when you scuffle or even when you're doing well. So I think Harper is going to love it. I think this is a really, really strong move for them.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Hey, man, enjoy the rest of your time off, and we'll see you back here in good old Bala Cynwyd next week. All right.
Sounds great, boys. Love you, boys.
All right, Ant. See ya. Thanks, buddy. See ya. Great stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes, he and Charlie are close.
Yeah. Wink. And the life preserver line to Gabe was interesting. That's an angle I hadn't really thought of. by the way, he's right about the age thing and how it shouldn't matter.
Oh, the Mets have an octogenarian.
Phil Regan.
And my boy Brent Terry Strome down in Houston is like 78.
Phil Regan's 82 years old.
Yeah.
And he strolls
and
out there.
Yeah.
He goes, hit this bleeper. And he walks back, and then they plunk the next guy.
And that guy was Rhys Hoskins.
Yes. I kind of respect Phil Regan. All right, two open phone lines, 610-632-0975. We'll get to a bunch of calls. More reaction. Charlie Manuel back in Phillies pinstripes as the hitting coach of your Philadelphia Phillies. He's Jamie Lynch. I'm Andrew Salchunas. Filling in for
not
Anthony
Jamie
and
Moyer.
Jason. No, not Jamie Moyer. Filling in for middays right here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Gargano and Martinez middays.
All right, welcome back. Midday show. No Anthony or Jason. It's myself, Andrew Salchunas, alongside Jamie Lynch, reacting to the news that the Phillies have fired hitting coach John Mailey and have hired hitting coach Charlie Manuel. We got Bring the Heat coming up at 1 o'clock, so we will do Bring the Heat, even though the two of them are out. The number to get in for a Bring the Heat message is 610-771-9751. But to get in to react, 610-632-0975. Let's get a couple of calls.
Yeah, I just saw a tweet from a guy, Reg Daddy, that tweets at us frequently. And he said, man, this is just a PR move and y'all are gobbling it up. Not directed at us.
I don't think so.
I think just directed at the timeline. And I'm saying, like, Reg, sure, there is a little bit of a PR thing with this, but that's not the main purpose of the move.
No.
Charlie can have real change happen immediately, if the guys are willing to listen to him, which I think they will be.
I think they will be.
And Anthony just told you how close Bryce and Charlie have gotten.
Yeah, that says something.
That says a lot. And maybe, look, Bryce scoffed at the curveball machine. Maybe Bryce was scoffing at John Mailey all along.
Maybe.
And maybe he had a conversation with Mr. McPhail and was like, hey, Andy, this John Mailey guy sucks.
Hey, you my numbers have plummeted.
Yeah, like my head's swimming in the box. I'm thinking about launch angles and 25-degree hits. How about I just hit?
Yes.
So, I mean, that's an interesting little tidbit there.
I like that.
But I don't think this is a PR move. I think he can implement real change right away.
I agree.
Especially with runner and scoring position situations. Just put the ball in play.
Yes.
Don't worry about the home run. Let's get a single. Let's get a single. Let's get a gap run. When's the last time you remember somebody like having gap power on this team?
Well, really, no. I mean, it's Harper and Realmuto are your two guys, right? Hoskins is all or nothing at this point.
We have a team with nobody that can really drive the ball to the gaps right now.
Which is incredible.
Which is amazing with the amount of hitters they have in this lineup.
All right, let's go to David in Baltimore. David, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Dave.
What's up, Dave?
Dude, I am so fired up. This is just such an awesome move. Here's the thing. The reason I like this move is Charlie's the type of guy that can give over advice without being overbearing. I think he doesn't come across as somebody who's going to tell Gabe, like, oh, you got to do this, you got to do this. I think he can give advice in a way that Gabe will be receptive to it. If Gabe can't work with Charlie, something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He should be able
to. Yeah, it's like a litmus test.
Very well. This is a great litmus test. And you know what? This is an amazing move. To all those people who think this is a PR move, you are completely wrong. I was never the biggest Charlie Manuel as a fan in terms of him being a manager. I think he might have cost us the World Series. But if you're going to tell me he's a hitting coach, I'm all in on that. Because the one thing that team could do when he was managing was hit. And this team, the bottom line is, if you look at the lineup, 1 through 8 have struggled all year. And you cannot tell me that wasn't some sort of coaching issue. Because if two guys are struggling, it's one thing. 8 guys struggling, you got a problem. You got a serious problem. When guys like Gene Segura can't seem to hit anymore, that's an issue.
Yeah.
That's a big issue.
Yeah, you know what? Gene Segura came over here with 3 straight years hitting over 300, and he starts the season red hot.
He was literally their engine for the first 2 months of the season.
And John Mailey probably said, hey, Gene, you're hitting well and all, but I need you to do this instead. And then he starts plummeting.
Yeah, and that's part of the very frustrating thing about watching this year is seeing guys who should not be struggling. Gene Segura never struggled in his entire career. And, so, look, this move is awesome. Does it get into the playoffs? I don't know.
Probably not,
but you know what? If the pitching, I keep saying this, to half decent, and we can score maybe 5-6 runs a game consistently, they have at least a fighting chance. Because the way we were going before this move, 0 chance.
Mm-hmm.
None.
Yeah.
So, hats off. I'm Dude, this move is awesome.
Yeah, so yeah. It's great, great to have Charlie back. Here's a tweet from Rob Motti. He said, I had a great hitting conversation with Charlie Manuel just a mere 9 days ago. We talked quite a bit about his thoughts on launch angles on all of my shows. He's not anti-launch angle, but he did emphasize swinging down, or chopping wood, as he likes to say,
right,
to the ball and lifting up through the point of contact. So, like, launch angle always existed. Like, Harmon Killebrew and Mickey Mantle, all these guys had launch angle.
Yeah.
They just didn't know what the hell it was because there wasn't a name for it.
Yeah, but they also didn't, like, try to implement it in their brains.
Yes, because when you get consumed with something, it takes you away from what you're at. So Charlie's going to say, guys, like, we just need to put the ball in play more, especially with runners in scoring position. Stop worrying about putting it in the bleachers. Just give me a single. Like, seriously, a run or two could be all the difference for this team right now. I heard you read the stat a couple weeks ago when the Phillies record when they score four runs or more compared to when they score four runs or less. It's like polar opposite records. Yeah. It's night and day.
And how many times have you seen them score less than four runs this year? A lot.
Way too often. And, you know, if it's runners in scoring position.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.